Let's get started back. We're a little off time, but we'll make it up here. We're still on the information items, and one last topic, media marketing presentation. Robin?
Back in July, I believe that you were all there when we introduced current marketing to you, reintroduced you to Nick Issing. And his colleague, Marty Rowan, who's joined the firm since they met with you all in July. And then we also have another on-campus change, and I'd like to introduce you to Stacy Biggs. Stacy is our new chief marketing officer. You all met Sean Braden, and Sean left us back in October, went back to North Carolina, and Stacy actually has been with WKU for the past 2 years, a little bit longer than that, working in DLO as their, I don't think marketing director is the right term, the right title exactly, but marketing for DLO. And so Stacy's done a great job and is very excited. We're very excited to have Stacy here in this role. So now you've seen the marketing team, and I'm not gonna delay because what they have a very significant presentation to show you where our ad campaign is and how we got to that point. So I'm just going to turn it over to Nick and appreciate your attention. And I think Nick will tell you, feel free to ask questions throughout. The only thing I will, there's one thing I do want to say. I set this up in the other meetings, and this will be the only directive that Dr. Ramsdale gave current marketing and me on this whole effort was, do not come back to me with something that is a contrived slogan or PR, you know, some sort of slick PR campaign slogan. I want to see something that is uniquely WKU, and I think you're going to be very pleased with what you see today. So I'll turn it over to Nick.
Thank you, Rob. Good afternoon. Genuine, I think, was one of the other things that he said, too. Nothing contrived, but something that's genuine about WKU. And I often forget that part of the presentation because that's sort of the way that we work anyway. But thank you again, Nick and Marty from Current Marketing. Please don't hesitate to interrupt at any point. I'm a very casual kind of guy and just like to be relaxed and tell you the story that I got to tell you. The spirit of WKU, if you'll recall back in the summer when we came down, we were still getting our arms around this animal known as WKU, and we're still doing a lot of fact-finding, and that continued on into the fall. You can go to the first slide. This is a piece that was included in our response to the RFP back in the summer. Gave the selection committee an idea of where communications is at this point in time.
Did you know that Twitter grew 343% in 2008?
That 75% of adults now use social media tools to connect?
Did you know that there were 2 billion Google searches per day? There are 1 trillion unique URLs in Google's index of websites.
Did you know that 684,000 people have visited Wikipedia in the last year?
That more than 58 million Americans have Facebook profiles?
Over 46,000 people in Warren County, Kentucky, and over 38,000 people in Barron County have a Facebook profile.
Did you know that 33% of the U.S. population watches a video on YouTube every day, and that it would take 412 years to watch all of the videos that are on YouTube right now?
Did you know in 2008, 11 major cities lost daily newspapers, including the Tucson Citizen and the Baltimore Examiner?
Did you know in 2008, print ad revenue decreased by 16.4%?
The number of people who get their news digitally has increased 60% in the past 3 years. The Washington Post's fourth quarter revenue went down 77% in 2008.
That most households with cable or satellite television have over 100 channels.
That DVR usage has increased 150% in the last 2 years.
That satellite radio is up 17% over the last 12 months.
Last year, advertising on the web was valued at $36 billion.
By 2010, nearly 14% of all advertising dollars worldwide will be spent on the internet.
Digital advertising has increased 62% since just last year.
Self-promotion that we sent to the selection committee, and lucky for us, and I think lucky for you, they made the right choice in bringing us in. That was made back in the summer, and rather than bring all of our staff back down here, okay, they weren't really here, to reshoot everything. I'll give you a couple of updates. Twitter, which I think they quoted, is growing by 300% in 2008, grew by 1,500% in 2009. Of Media Week's top 100 media companies, 11 went out of business last year. Six of those were newspapers. Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
Facebook.
Facebook is bigger than the United States population. So the media world is changing, and I think what we have prepared for WKU is a good combination of the traditional with the new. I think that the people that you've got here on campus are doing a great job of being out there and being active in social media, and that's not even an area that we have explored with WKU because they're doing such a good job. Six objectives for our marketing campaign. First and foremost, help refine and consolidate WKU's external marketing message. As you'll recall from the meeting that we were at, I hope, back in the summer, there was some confusion about whether WKU is the Spirit Makes the Master or WKU is a leading American university with international reach. And we called in question, being that outsider with objectivity, we called in question the resonance of either of those to prospective students. Want to continue building on the academic reputation of WKU in the state of Kentucky, establish that reputation among peers, and assist in recruiting students. And when we sat down with Dr. Ransdell in the summer, a question we like to ask clients is, if you had $1 to spend on marketing, where would you spend that dollar? And without hesitation, he said, I would spend that dollar to recruit traditional students from the state of Kentucky. And so that's where you'll see a big part of what we're working on. Another element is not just WKU and not just colleges in Kentucky, but colleges across the country are faced with a shrinking pipeline. The number of students coming out of high school, and we saw that with the statistics that Institutional Research and Bob Cobb were able to provide for us, that's happening here, especially in the core counties that we've traditionally served. So in order for WKU to keep up the great numbers that you've been putting up for the last few years, we're going to have to steal our market share from other places. There's a school over in Lexington, and you can see that they're not number one anymore. The pink part is where their dominant share is, and so you can see that they have most of their kids, well, not most, but a dominant portion of their kids are coming from that Fayette County area, and naturally the surrounding counties. Third Street College in Louisville, again, fully from Jefferson County and suburban Louisville. WKU, you've got a much bigger area, but less dense population area. And then the second area is larger. So what we're trying to do is to grow these areas and continue to build on the established roots that you've got in that part, in this part of the state. An outcome of the board meeting in the summer was Spirit Makes the Master, leading American university, resonate with the consumer at all. Let's have focus groups. So we conducted focus groups. We've had incoming WKU freshmen, we had traditional students, we had incoming WKU non-traditional students who were freshmen, parents of those traditional students coming to WKU, and people who had looked at WKU but opted to go to a different school. Again, we were looking at these two lines, and leading American university, it actually scared some people, and it was discounted by others. I still remember the one student from Campbellsville, Kentucky, who said she wanted to go to school far away from home, and so she came to WKU. Most of the students that we encountered, and most of your core students from this part of the state, are like that. Their comfort zone is where they like to stay. And they don't want to venture very far, and they're certainly not thinking in terms of study abroad. So the leading American year, or the international reach, didn't resonate with those. And when we asked all of the focus groups, leading American university with international reach, does this describe any school in Kentucky? No. Well, what about UK? Do you think that they could? Well, and they started offering up proof points. Yeah, maybe UK could do that. What about U of L? Think about it. One offered a couple of proof points. Well, maybe U of L could be a leading American university with international reach. How about WKU? No, didn't jive with them. Dr. Ransdell was very clear with us in the early. That's our vision. That's who we are becoming, and that's who our campaign will work to get us there. The spirit makes the master. We were wrong. We said early on in our discovery, we don't think that's going to resonate. What we found is that does resonate if the individual, that consumer or that parent, has had a WKU experience. The incoming freshman at WKU, it resonated with them. They'd had enough of a WKU experience that they enrolled here. So it does resonate when you have that experience. But what we found is that you need to give the unknowing consumer some context. Give them some traction. Give them some teeth to sink into the spirit makes the master. Any focus group you conduct, you'll find the answers that you seek, but you also find answers you weren't necessarily seeking. Again, I think I touched on there is a reluctance, trepidation about traveling abroad, both among the traditional students that we spoke to and their parents. I'm not sure if I want to send little Susie to China or to Spain. Staying close to home, staying in that comfort zone, and I'll go off on a bit of a tangent. What we found is, yeah, that's the students who are coming here, but once they get here, once you get your hands on them, then their world gets bigger. And then they'll go, oh, okay, I see the sense of traveling, of studying abroad. Higher education is viewed as a commodity. You're just a means to an end as they come in. So we've got to adjust ourselves and offer a different means to that end. And that's largely focused on the results of what kind and will I get a job when I come out of college. And lastly, I'm sorry, I had to put this on here. There was the residual effect of WKU as a party school. That was present particularly among the parents, but also among some of the incoming freshmen, and certainly among the incoming freshmen that went other places. But I have to say, I think that any college today is going to have some... This is my objective part, Dr. Ransdell. Any college today is going to have some residual party school. Every college is going to have a percentage of freshmen who enroll in the fall and for whatever reason don't come back in the spring. But it was important. It did come up. We felt we needed to bring that back to you.
That was mostly David's class.
David! So we have the Spirit of WKU campaign and we have a WKU Honors campaign. As we were doing the fact finding, and as Sean was leading the way, it was evident that the Honors College had not been thoroughly introduced. Thoroughly, don't know if we've gotten to thoroughly yet, but we're on our way. Dr. Ransdell said, "I want to do a campaign just for the Honors College," and so we have two campaigns. They are similar. They have different endings. They have different students, and that'll all become apparent in a moment. For the WKU, for both campaigns, we looked at incoming freshmen from 2006 through 2008. We got the lists confidentially of their home addresses, and we profiled those students. We said, what are people who live in these places like? The application that we use has 70-some-odd psychographic groups. That is not demographics. That is about how you live your life, lifestyles. 40% of the incoming freshmen for the years that we studied fell into four different psychographic groups. So you had a large concentration in a few groups. So we took those groups and said, what are the media habits of these people? And that's how we put our media Bible together. On the WKU campaign, we use cable television, geo-targeted websites, social media, search engines, and movie theaters. Plus the Hilltopper Sports Network, because that gives us an even broader reach and gives people who are looking at that as the athletes, gives them a different look at WKU, gives them a look at the academic side. These are the counties that we chose to run cable in, and we used a 50% mark to judge those counties. If a county did not have greater than 50% penetration of cable households, we didn't buy them. Not best use of your dollars. So in order to supplement that, we advertised in movie theaters, again, targeting those 16 to 18-year-olds. And so those are the counties that we ran cinema. When you run cable and cinema over top, lay those down together, that's what that looks like. And then online advertising, Google, social media. For the WKU campaign, we were on the NASCAR website. We were on Cliff's Notes website. And everything geo-targeted, and I'll briefly go into that. We weren't advertising in Illinois. We weren't advertising in California. If people were logging on from a Kentucky IP address, that's who we were reaching. So we were able to refine it, confine it to that Kentucky, as well as Northern Tennessee and Southern Indiana and the Evansville markets. For the Honors College, we targeted Louisville and Lexington. We used business-oriented websites, the CourierJournal.com, Kentucky.com, which is the Herald Leader's online product. Business First is a 25-year-old business publication that comes out weekly in Louisville. It's typically 40 to 60 pages. It's a well-respected publication in the business community. They have a product that they put out four times a year called First Honors. Their name is Business First, First Honors. And it profiles 100 top-performing students in the area, Louisville, Jefferson County, Shelby County, Oldham County, Southern Indiana. It profiles those students. If you go through there, I think everybody has a 3.8 or better grade point average, and they're all very involved. They are the cream of the crop, and they are the people that we want to come to Bowling Green to enroll in the Honors College. And so we have a contract with them. Not only did we have a full-page ad, a personal message from Dr. Ransdell, but most importantly, after every issue is published, the Honors College gets a list of those 100 students, their parents' names, their addresses, and their phone numbers for them to personally follow up and contact those cream-of-the-crop students. Okay, messaging. Did you want to jump in here? You want me to keep going? I'm on a roll.
You're on a roll.
Through the fall, we talked probably to more than 40 WKU students, traditional and non-traditional students. We set up a half-hour teleconference with them, talked to them with our creative team on the phone to try and understand their stories. Who are they? What about WKU was special to them? Out of those 40, we narrowed that down to around 20 who came on campus or came over to the media center and were interviewed. We videoed them. We recorded those results. And they're all telling stories. The way we saw it is that these people that we're featuring in the advertising are ordinary people who've had an extraordinary college experience at WKU, and that's the story that we want to tell. It builds on the spirit, makes the master, because we said, yes, that has resonance, that means something. And giving it that context and sharing that with folks without the WKU experience. And again, every time we have the opportunity, we will offer our students stories as proof points that WKU is becoming a leading American university with international reach. Our media strategy incorporates 15-second television commercials. What we get out of that is double the frequency. We measure media by reach and frequency. Well, when you have two commercials instead of one, because 2 15s cost the same as one 30-second commercial, you double your frequency right off of the bat. So we've got very short messages. We're not able to wrap up that leading American, how we're becoming a leading American university in those 15-second commercials, but the end result, we do.
Just a response.
9 commercials here.
The WKU Honors College gave me a chance to craft my own program. 4 majors and a minor. And I went to grad school at MIT. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
Young man that was working in New York, and I think the week before we recorded him, he ended up moving back to Bowling Green, and he works for international brands now from Bowling Green.
Sam Ford.
Pardon?
Sam Ford.
Yeah, he signed up over 2,000 people. The Bonus One campaign. We are competing against Ivy League schools, and little WKU beat all of those schools out. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
I grew up in Bowling Green, but when I decided to pursue photojournalism, I looked around and realized that WKU had the top program in the nation, and it was right in my backyard. Is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com.
I chose WKU because I love the campus, teachers, everything here, which is a perfect fit. I have the best advisor in the world, and it's definitely because of him graduating early. Is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com.
I'm in the WKU broadcast program. The experiences that I've had so far in broadcast news are definitely preparing me to do anything in front of or behind the camera. Is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com.
We found the red towel to be a genuine element of the WKU culture. And so... Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. per instructions. We incorporated that into the campaign, and we think that's a nice tie because people who know WKU for your athletic prowess do know the red towel. And if we can tie that to academic successes, all the better for everybody.
WKU definitely helped me discover a passion for travel. By the time I graduate, I will have traveled to China 3 times. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
And so you'll see that...
We went down and volunteered for the U2 concert. Signing people up all day. In the end, we got to go up on stage with U2 and have Bono recognize a group of us students. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
So I hope you've noticed so far that we close these commercials 2 different ways. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com, and is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com. 2 different commercials for the 2 different campaigns, 2 different endings for the 2 different campaigns.
After WKU and MIT, I spent some time in New York City, and I developed a career where I can work back here in Bowling Green for companies around the world. Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
I could end up working at a magazine, an online agency, nonprofit. WKU has prepared me to go into any type of photojournalism job. Is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com.
So you can see we accomplished a broad cross-section of WKU students, a wide variety of stories. That's fine. We can talk about radio. We developed 2 radio commercials from all of these interviews for the Hilltopper Sports Network, and they're a little bit longer because they're 30 seconds. You can actually blink and make sure that you get all of these. Go ahead.
Some of the nation's top undergraduate programs can be found in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So Libby didn't have to go far when she enrolled in WKU.
I grew up in Bowling Green, but when I decided to pursue photojournalism, I looked around and realized that WKU had the top program in the nation, and it was right in my backyard. I could end up working anywhere. WKU has prepared me to go into any type of photojournalism job.
That's the spirit of accomplishment.
Is the spirit in you? Find out at spiritofwku.com.
What kind of impact can one person have on an issue like third world poverty? Charlie Harris, a student in the Honors College at WKU, found out when he put his passion and skills to work for the One Campaign.
We signed up over 2,000 people to Sabonis One Campaign. We are competing against Ivy League schools, and little WKU beat all of those schools out. In the end, we got to go up on stage with U2 and have Bono recognize a group of us students.
We call that the spirit of empowerment.
Discover the spirit at WKUHonors.com.
What we at Current Marketing love about this campaign is it's got a lot of legs. We think that this campaign can have a long life because there will be a never-ending stream of ordinary kids who are having an extraordinary experience. Not just for recruiting. We also think that the spirit of WKU has opportunities in development, in alumni relations. I think that anywhere you look that you're going to have an external message about WKU, the spirit of WKU campaign could be incorporated. So then the entire university, all the different voices are singing the same song. Online advertising, we've got a series of probably a gazillion different ads, so I'm going to let them run. You'll see that they're vertical, horizontal, and square. Amber is a business student who started to import textiles from Kenya, sends the money back to them. Patrick was an athlete. He ran track, ran his way all the way to med school. So these are banner ads that would appear on the websites that I mentioned earlier, and the whole idea is to have a headline there that makes the viewer go, huh? What's this one? Today, WKU, tomorrow, the Supreme Court. Kid came to WKU and decided she wanted to be on the Supreme Court. Lived in a castle. Courtney lived in a castle. It's going to make somebody click through. They click through to our microsites is where we're going to tell all of our stories. Sarah got an A in Homeland Security. This is a student who did her internship working for Homeland Security. Sam has 4 degrees in 4 years. Plus a minor. Just need to throw that one in.
He's last one.
Okay. Let's go on to the next slide.
English.
This is an example of what an ad on Facebook would look like. WKU made it possible. This is MySpace. There's Rachel in one of the banner ads that you just saw. And there's Patrick in an ad on the WKU Hilltopper Sports website. Google, I love Google. Google is a great media. The benefit to this is this would be a search for that a teenager might be taking on. I want to get some new ringtones for my telephone. And so you can see the search up there was for ringtones, but a WKU ad pops up. We looked for all of those keywords that teenagers would likely be searching for. Did the same thing for the Honors College campaign for the parents, and not necessarily related to college or a college search, but something to get on their radar. I'm looking for a ringtone. I might not click through to that. Well, the good news for WKU is we didn't pay for that. We only pay for Google AdWords when the consumer clicks through. So we get the benefit of the exposure. Did every consumer who landed on a page like this read it? I'll tell you, no. But we had the opportunity to get our message there, and we didn't pay for anything until they actually clicked through. And so, one of the thoughts that we had going into this was everything that WKU had done before was not measured. There was no tally at the end of it to say, did it work? How did it work? So we established two goals in all of our advertising. One, we wanted to be measured by how many people came to the websites. That is a clear point that the advertising delivers the people to. People come to WKU.edu for a lot of reasons, including internally. But the only way people are going to go to spiritofwku.com or wkuhonors.com is if directed by the advertising or influenced by somebody who was directed by the advertising. So we set up these two microsites, Spirit of WKU, and they're very simple. Simple by design. We just want to introduce people to those stories. So on every microsite, those people that you met in the television commercials and in the banner ads, they have their story here, and every one of those stories wrap up with a summary of the person's accomplishments, of their experience, and just another way we are becoming a leading American university with international reach. That's the same way the newspaper ads tie up in the limited newspapers that we're running. You can see that down here on the side, we're feeding through some of the social media that we've got going on now. Up at the top, simple navigation, schedule your tour, our stories, which is one of the pages that you're on, a campus map, and a link directly to admissions. Schedule your tour. Again, that was one of the things that we said we wanted to be judged on, and we'll come back to that. The honor site is very similar, different URL, get there a different way, but it's very similar, has the same look, different stories, simply that. You got feed down the side, get the individual stories, and then schedule your tour. So that, in a nutshell, because I know you have a long agenda this afternoon, is the campaign. What did it do? For the Spirit of WKU, you can see that our media impressions were just over 14 million. That's everything. Cable television, movie theaters, Google ads, NASCAR, everything. We had 14.6 million impressions. That resulted in just over 4,000 unique visitors to the microsites in the months of November and December. For the Honors College, significantly less money spent, significantly fewer impressions. Interesting. Not a significantly fewer number of microsite visits. We're still studying this data. I think part of it is the newness of the Honors College. Somebody sees an ad for WKU. Oh, I know WKU. I don't need to pursue that any further. But somebody sees an ad for an Honors College at WKU, which not everybody knows about. There's more newsiness to that. The other element that we're thinking that affected that is the people who are going there are. I found out in one of my first visits here that I'm what people in education call a helicopter parent. Those parents who are hovering around their children going, go here, go here, go here, to make them get that best experience before they go into college. And we think that that's got a lot to do with it, too. Those parents seeking out that small liberal arts college experience for their kids with a significantly slighter price tag. As I said, website visits and tours. Well, the tours didn't happen. Why? I think we were overly ambitious, expecting somebody might see a 15-second commercial or a web banner, click that, read a 5-page website, and say, yeah, I'm going to take a day out of my life, and I'm going to drive 2 or 3 or 4 or however many hours it would take to get here from wherever they are and invest that time to take a visit to WKU. We think we need to offer them more information before they make that commitment. So we're going to expand the microsites to include a request for information. Yes, we'll still take the tours, but take the information for the tours, but we'll also say, you know, you're not ready to commit to that kind of time yet. How about we give you some information? We'll send you some literature about WKU. In addition, we've negotiated with our cable partner, Insight Cable, to they're giving us a laptop, a Sony Vaio laptop, to give away, and we're going to route people through the Spirit of WKU website to do that. Will people enroll at WKU because they got to register for a laptop? Certainly not. But it gives us the opportunity to drive more people to the website, get them exposed to our students' stories, get the message there, and hopefully get on their radar as they do a college search. So, you saw the website a moment ago. What we've done is we've got to glue in a laptop and send me more information. And then when I click through to either one of those, I get this page where I can choose, enter me to win, send me more information, one or both. Simple information so we know who we're talking about, when are you graduating, what's your expected major. Obviously, if a 52-year-old guy like me goes there, I'm not going to put all that information. I'm just going to register to win. So is the spirit in you?
Yes, sir.
A couple things I want to add, just as you were going through the things that came to my mind. Just to clarify that the Honors Campaign really is directed at parents, that the Spirit of WKU piece of the campaign is really directed at 15 to 18-year-olds. The other thing I want to mention is that we were able to work with Wood and the Hilltopper Sports Marketing Office, and so we have a pretty significant piece of this with them. And it also includes 6 halftime interviews that last for 4 minutes. And some of those are featuring athletes, some of those are featuring honors students. And Amy DeCesare is doing those. And also we're working with David Brinkley and the WKYU folks. The only other thing I wanted to mention, and this was something that Sean Braden had brought about after the focus groups, you know, we talk about who to feature in these ads. One of the things I think we learned was that students didn't want to see the astronaut. They didn't want to see the Supreme Court justice. They wanted to see the real student stories. They wanted to see the students who were succeeding, the people who just recently graduated, who have gotten good jobs. And so we had at least internally talked about bringing forth people like, you know, who really are WKU graduates and who've achieved so much. But what our focus group research said is, no, really what students want to know is the people who are closer to my age, I want to know what they've attained, because that's closer to my reach. So I really, well, that's, I guess I won't say anything, I'll let them say, but I really do appreciate everything that Nick and Current Marketing have put into this campaign. They have a great staff and have given us a ton of their time and effort. So Nick, thank you, and then I just wanted to clarify those few things.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions?
You achieved it.
Pardon me?
You achieved it.
Thank you. We thought so.
Well, we've only been up 2.5 months, and so.
Well, I meant in terms of the charge.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So this will stay up for a year or?
The websites, we don't have a takedown date in mind yet. They will say, and that's, as I said, the legs on this are incredible, because if it's decided that we do a whole new crop of students next fall, this all can change out. This all can remain fresh. And just because the students featured in television doesn't mean those are the only ones that get to be featured on here. We could keep this website fresh forever and ever and ever, even if we kept running the same television commercials. But we can put new students in the commercials. The life of the television commercials that we've produced and the media that we're able to buy with the budget that's available, it's going to be a long time before they're worn out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do still have 5 or 6 more students in production, so there are 5 or 6 more ads to come. And they were designed as, you mentioned they were 15 second, but explain how they came up.
Thank you, Robin. Typically, and I say typically because there's never an absolute, typically the way they work is the 15-second commercials will be at the front end and the back end of a commercial break. So as they come to the stop in programming and you get up to go to the refrigerator, you'll get to see at least part of the WKU commercial. And if you're back in time to watch the programming or if you're zapping it with the zapper, you're going to slow down right before you get back to the programming. And so you have a better chance of catching those people who are walking in and out or are scanning through the recorded programming.
Our previous effort we got 3-4 years out of, but it was a design for television. The first iteration had three different variations, hand, space, spirit of WKU, and then we did one other one that combined those, that we got a couple more years out of that. But it was very specific. This is obviously seizing the moment with the dimensions of social media, and is nimble and flexible and can get into many more dimensions, reach many more people in places where they are, not where we think they should be.
Or where we are.
So this is precisely what we were trying to achieve when we did that RFP.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Very well. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thanks,
Thank
Nick.
You. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Well, that gets us through the executive committee. Dr. Ransdell, we're ready for the